Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Portland. I'm 8 years old, and I play piano. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Portland, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Old American Songs Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have another Quizlet hint for you after the music today, your last hint for the week. All week, we've been listening to Aaron Copland's versions of popular American folk songs. This was something he was known for. Now, one song that he used a lot was a Shaker hymn called Simple Gifts. So what's a Shaker hymn? Well, the Shakers are a religious denomination that started out in Northwest England and showed up in America around 1780. They had a very simple way of life. They were their own community. They had their own culture. They shared everything. And part of what they thought about was being humble, again, being simple and working hard. That's supposed to bring you to a place of happiness and contentment. Today's song is called Simple Gifts. And they considered lots of things to be gifts, even musical ideas. So they always thought it was very important to write down music as they thought of it. So they wrote thousands of songs and a whole lot of dances that they used in their religious services. Simple Gifts, that we'll hear today, is the most famous. It was written by Joseph Brackett in 1848 and was basically unknown outside of Shaker communities until Copland used it as the finale to his 1944 ballet, Appalachian Spring. And he liked the song so much, he wrote variations on a Shaker melody that same year and once again in Old American Songs. Composer Aaron Copland is at the piano with baritone William Warfield.
Simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be, and when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed to turn. Turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
Simply lovely. Simple Gifts, arranged and played by Aaron Copland and sung by William Warfield. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear Copland's version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Sort of. Now, kids commuters, it is time for our Quizlet with one last hint. We've been asking a question all week. Our question this week, what is the oldest national park in the United States? And here is your final hint. This national park contains a very famous geyser named Old Faithful, which erupts about every 92 minutes. Where is it? Which national park are we talking about? If you know, let us know in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're right, we'll tell you how awesome you are in front of everybody on the radio, send you a little prize, and enter you to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packs of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, one of you wrote and asked me, what is in the prize pack? What do you mean? It's
something tiny and cute. We have temporary tattoos and little stickers and little bookmarks and things like that. Then we give you the bragging rights and then put you in to win the big applesauce. So that is how our prize situation works at Kids Commute. So 231-237-7482, the oldest national park in the United States. We'll answer this Quizlet tomorrow. Give it a shot. Why not? Even if you don't know, it's not going to hurt you to guess. Good luck. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta la pasta.
Interlochen Public Radio.